56 years is a long, long time. That's how long, 56 years, the ministry has been going on at the Evangel Home of Fresno to women and children in crisis. And welcome to the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Welcome, my listening friend, to Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And we like to sit down in Jerry Brenneman's office week after week as the schedule permits. And Jerry's the director of all things Evangel Home. Jerry, walk in today, and you've got the ladies at the end of the chapel time doing a survey. And it's just you and me today, and we want to talk about that just a little bit. And to get right into it, frankly, Evangel Home is not full, and we're wondering why.
Exactly. And so I went to the experts, which that's the women.
Yeah.
And I think we have about 20 women now. We could have 30. We might have 25, I'm not positive. And really, 25 is a pretty good number, but why aren't we always full? Mm-hmm. And especially in the crisis home, there is a more and more turnover. And I know one aspect is because we're seeing more people with drug and alcohol problems that don't want help. And if they don't want help, then we give them one chance. And if they blow it twice, there's not a place for them to stay. That is one of the sad realities of life on the streets. And we're seeing more of it involving women. But that aside, until maybe 3 years ago, we were always full in the crisis home. There were summers that, I mean, there was never a day that a bed was not used. Now, as you and I talk today, I think we have 3 empty beds, plus a room for women, mom, and kids. So we have 1 room and then 3 single beds, I think, not positive. So our board of directors, we have a planning workshop in a few weeks from now. The staff had one last week, which was great fun. I did the same thing with them with 3 different questions. And sometimes you just have to be low-tech, and there's nothing more low-tech than 3x5 index cards.
Yeah.
And when I talked to the staff, and that was part of our visioning thing, and one of my questions for them, what is your vision for us? Where do you want us to go in the next year? That was for staff. The residents, I asked a variation of that question this morning. The first question was, fill in the blank. Evangel Home is. I said, the first thing that comes to your mind, whether it's positive, negative, doesn't matter. It's anonymous. Just write it down. So Evangel Home is. That was one round of cards. Second question was more to do with our population. Why aren't more women here? Why don't more women stay? We're talking to the experts out there today because those women are here. And then the third question is, what is one thing you would add to our program? Just one thing. Now, there's 2 women out there who have only been here 2 days. They probably don't have a clue, but I think they wrote something. But I don't know who they are. So I thought it would be kind of fun just to sort of delve through our cards. I have no idea what they've written down. And, this is the first time I've looked at them. They just finished.
Yeah, there were still a couple of them still writing as I walked in a few minutes ago. And these are anonymous, right?
They're anonymous. Except yeah. Some of them seem to be very proud of their answers.
So they wrote their names on there. But basically, it's, you know, there's no repercussions. I mean, they were encouraged to be honest.
Yes.
And straightforward. So what Evangel Home is, what do the experts say?
The experts, yeah, is a safe place with a lot of love. And I'm not going to read all 20 to every one of these things, but is a safe and loving environment, is an amazing place to restart my life, a very nice place to be, a clean and pleasant atmosphere. I bet you that's crisis home, because they're always so overwhelmed that it's clean. As I go through here, I keep seeing the word safe. A safe haven. That tells me maybe that's something we should promote more, that it's a safe place. And for all these women, I think safe means they're safe from people. Every one of them, and they, as far as I know, we're not discussing this. Every one of these cards has the word safe, almost every one. A sanctuary. It's a wonderful house of God. Now, when I see this, Jim, and I realize every one of these says that, I think, well, we're doing our job then as far as being who we want to be. Many of them talked about a wonderful house of God, a place to know God, a new beginning, a place for a new beginning. Evangel Home is more than a shelter. Evangel Home is the place where I found God, the place I got my life back, the place that gave me structure to my life and made me see the truth. I think we're doing what we want to do. Maybe there's just people who don't want to take us up on it.
Yeah, and that really is the next question. Why aren't more women here? And you and I talked briefly about that before we opened the mic a few minutes ago. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Heartline, a radio program from Evangel Home here in downtown Fresno. Jerry Brenneman is with me. And we've done a survey today. First question was, if you just tuned in, Evangel Home is, it was kind of fill in the blank. The word safe kept coming up. Why aren't more women here? We talked about that. There are more programs available. The city is doing more. There are more programs out there. A lot of women are unwilling to make the commitment to being clean, so this isn't the place for them.
Being clean in a substance abuse
kind of way, cleaning up the abuse situations. So what do the women say?
I love it because they are the experts and they know. So again, this is unfiltered kinds of things.
Yeah.
The only thing I won't read is if it's really, really bad, but... or said very, very cruelly, but I don't think we're going to have that. They're ashamed of coming to a home and don't want to leave their situation. Many homeless are in need are the abusers, but not all. So some people don't respect the rules. Jim, that's something we've talked about too, that men get the bad rap all the time for being the abusers, and many times it's the women. And so that's why some don't want to leave and come here, and that's very, very sad. Because they don't know about it. People are sick. They are not well already. Interesting.
I'm not sure what that means, but
I said I was going to read them. Not going by the rules. I see a lot of that. People who just don't want to follow rules. Because a lot of women don't like to be told what to do and are not ready to change their lives. Afraid of change, or they don't know about the home. I feel there's plenty of women out there that don't know about the home because most women don't like the rules and having a curfew. So I think I've still got half of them here, but I won't read them. It seems that the consensus there is that more women need to know about us or they don't want to follow the rules. Right. And again, we're not going to change the rules, but we could change that more women don't know about us. Again, in the past, they all knew about us and all of the social groups and the emergency and all those places referred. But, you know, maybe we've missed a turnover there, and there are new people coming into those places that maybe our name is not being passed along. We think it is, but you don't know. I called the jail last week to ask them a question because a man was getting phone calls night and day from women who thought they were calling us. There had been somebody had posted our number with one digit inverted somewhere, and I couldn't place it. So I called the places I thought might. And the only one that didn't have our number was the jail, and they said they don't give it to people. So, you know, then I'm kind of back to what else do we do to reach the women out there? You know, one of the things I've done, Jim, and you've heard me talk about the people on the corner are not homeless. If you give them money, fine, give them money. But no, it's not going to get them anything other than the daily drink or a meal. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to give, fine. But those people, for the most part, are not homeless. But I have made it my mission to every time I see a new woman out there on the corners, I give them an Evangel Home brochure. I usually tuck money in it because I think if they're going to come over and get the brochure, they should be rewarded for that. I put my name on it. I misspell my name on purpose so they can pronounce it. I write my work cell phone on it. And then I call here, and I say, I'm at Palm and Gettysburg or whatever, and I've given a thing to Cindy. If she calls, let's see if we can help her. None of them have ever called. I've given at least 10.
See, I think that is such an educational wake-up call, people. You're not really helping by giving money to these people on the corners. They don't want help, so they're out there to be takers. If they wanted help, they wouldn't be there. They'd be somewhere else.
I think the people who give money, if they could see the wads of money that some of these people have, you would be sick or you'd be furious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really quite incredible. We joke about them making more money than I do. I think it's true.
Yeah.
And if you would watch them, most of them have a place they go at night, a house. It's kind of a group-oriented thing. And again, if you're giving them money just because you want to give them money, fine. But don't think it's going to help.
I saw one on an off-ramp, a week or two ago, a guy there at the southbound off-ramp at Shaw 41. And his sign said, "I'll be honest, I want more beer."
Yeah. And that one's almost becoming a con and a sham also, because I'm seeing more of those signs. Yeah. Because it worked for a while. People liked his honesty, and so it worked. Okay, our third question.
We're down to 2 minutes, so we got to talk fast. Third question is, what is one thing you'd add to our programs?
More staff for the garden, because they think there's the staff is a crisis home. More structure and a better schedule. Too much downtime. That's probably garden also. More respect for each other. Take the program women out to hand out. Oh, this is great. Take the program women out to hand out tracts or information about the Evangel Home.
Oh, my.
That's great. Then we have our crew ready to go with me.
There's your marketing plan.
I would make it to where every day we could exercise. Like, let's go on walks. Let's go to the gym.
We talked about diet and exercise last week.
That's right. Boy, this is great. More one-on-one time with staff. More outings for the women and their kids. More outings. More consistency with rules. I can't think of anything.
Well, there's an honest one. Well, this is going to be...
Somebody wants a pet. Oh, I wish we could have a pet. I would love to have a pet again. More time for children to play outside. Well, now that the weather's nice. These are so easy to do. So easy to do.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this changes, what adjustments are made as a result of suggestions from the experts. What an interesting idea to go to the experts to say, what about, what do you think, what's happening here? So, my listening friend, you've heard, we've just kind of been completely off the cuff here today, like we always are, off the cards, reading literally 3x5s, shuffling through. Jerry, in 10 seconds, what do we need right now at Evangel Home?
Money.
There you have it, friends. Pray for us. Always cash, everything you need at your household. We need an abundance here. But pray. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to turn it back to Ken Adams now. This is a great job turning our little conversation into a radio program. And thank you so much, my listening friend, for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Reach them by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. Join us again next weekend, same time, same station, for Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.